So as we celebrate Corpus Christi, Solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ, when you think of Body and Blood of Christ, what are some things that kind of pop up here in your head? When I say Body and Blood of Christ, usually you think of this. What do you think of? Think of Jesus, that's good. Okay, that's a good start. Usually you think of bread, you think of wine, you think of a meal. It's often explained to us in the context of a meal. You think of the Eucharist, you think of Thanksgiving. And not too long ago, we had First Communion for the kids. So yes, it's a meal with Jesus, body and blood of Christ, bread and wine, body and wine, okay? But have you ever had it explained to you in the form of a sacrifice? No? Yes? Yes. All right. Because it is exactly a sacrifice. And oftentimes we forget that aspect. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were made to give thanks to God for blessings upon you and for the family. And what did they offer up as a sacrifice, as you heard in the Word of God? Animals. They offered up goats and calves. They offered up the best goats, the best calves, and gave it to the high priest, who killed it and offered it up as a sacrifice. But it's very clear what happens when Jesus comes into the picture. In the second reading from Hebrews, he says, Christ entered once and for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. And for us, the Mass is the ultimate sacrifice, which takes place at the altar, with Jesus saying, this is my body, this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. But how exactly is it a sacrifice? And how am I involved in the sacrifice? Do we even use the word sacrifice at the Mass? Think. Don't think of the warriors, think of the Mass. What? Do you even say the word sacrifice at Mass? Oh, when? At the consecration? No. You see, what happens is you and I, we're programmed to say certain responses. If I say, Lord be with you, you say, with your spirit, right? If I say something, you'll say something back. And oftentimes, we don't even think about what we're saying, but we just say it. Let me give you an example. During halftime of the Mass, I say, pray, my brothers, my sisters, that... This is my part first, okay? I say, pray, my brothers, my sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. And you say, may the Lord accept the... Oh. There it is. You do say it, no? Or do you just skip it? You say it, right? It's that awkward, am I sitting or standing or on my way to standing, but I'm saying something. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. And it's very important what's going on right there. That is not actually a prayer. It's said in the third person. So it's not a prayer. I'm saying, hey, let us pray. Bring up your sacrifices. And you're saying, yes, I will bring up my sacrifices to God for the praise and glory of his name, for all the good and good of all his holy church. But what sacrifice are you bringing? What is that? Just like in the Old Testament, where people brought up their sacrifice of goats and lambs, in 2015, you now bring your sacrifice during the week. Bring your sacrifice of drama, of your worries, of your pain, of your joys, of your struggles, of your donation. And now you bring all that up to the altar and you are uniting your sacrifice with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And the beauty is that as we gaze on the mystery of the body and blood of Christ, Jesus is asking us to come, participate, to partake in his body, in his blood. And when we immerse ourselves into that very own mystery of the body and blood of Christ, now we are talking business. What kind of business? Let me tell you. So, have you ever, I mean, just be honest. Anybody think of the word sacrifice? We're coming to Mass today. Even think of the word? No, it's not a common word you think of. Have you ever approached the mass where I come to mass to offer up a sacrifice? Anybody come with that kind of attitude? No. But we should, because we always do that. For example, every mass has a mass intention. So during the middle of the mass, when we say, let us pray for the church, let us pray for the sick, let's pray for those who have died, and the intention of this mass is offered for John Smith, for his repose of his soul. Every mass is a sacrifice, and there should be a sacrificial element to it. I bring up an intention. Let me give you some other examples. When I visit the sick, and when I mean really sick, not like, oh, I hurt my fingernail, okay, but like really sick, you know, people who are really close to ill, dying, and I tell them, I tell the patient and I tell the family, tomorrow I will offer up the sacrifice of the Holy Mass for you. And in that daily mass, I'm thinking about that person. The whole daily mass is pretty much dedicated to that sick patient. And I'm praying for healing. Specific intention, and I offer up that sacrifice as I'm praying, as I'm singing, as I'm adoring Jesus. Or at the high school, you know, now I finally get a little break from the high school, but you know, students, drama. You know, especially all the girls, more drama. And I say, I broke up with my boyfriend, and oh, my life is over. I said, oh, there's like a couple more hundred boyfriends. You can get anyone, you know? No, my life is over. I feel I'm worthless. I'm low self-esteem and all this. And I say, okay, girl, let me tell you. Tomorrow, I will offer up the sacrifice of the Mass for you. And that daily Mass or that Saturday Mass, I'm thinking about her. I'm offering up the Mass for her intention as a sacrifice for her. Whenever someone dies, you have the option. There's many different options, right? You could have the celebration of life at the country club as you read poems and talk about that person's life and how great he or she was. Or you could also do that too. Or you could have the sacrifice of the Holy Mass called the funeral Mass. And you pray for that specific intention, for the repose of the soul of that specific person. You see, it's a different way of thinking, right? And that's kind of what I ask you to do, starting the second half of this Mass, and perhaps the next Mass, or the rest of your life. When you come to church, come with a game plan. Come with a specific Mass intention. And at this time, I ask you to think of that. What would I like to offer up the second half of this Mass for? It could be for yourselves. It could be for your family, for a friend, for an enemy, for the warriors, whatever you like. Or it doesn't have to be a person. It could be for a specific thing. It could be for peace. It could be for rain, whatever it is. But come to Mass with a special intention that you have. And offer up the Mass for that specific intention as a sacrifice, right? And to kind of help you to do that and to kind of formalize it, okay? What I ask you to do is as you're sitting down, as you're facing me, okay? So to your right, okay? You see the little cards to your right, okay? So people are seated that way to the right, okay? Take one and pass it down because the ones on the left, that's Spanish. So leave that alone, okay? So to your right. Take one of these cards and pass it along. Everyone can get one. If you don't have one, there's plenty on the way out. And this is what you call a spiritual bouquet. Just like when you celebrate a birthday, you say, hey, happy birthday. I'm going to write you a card. I'm going to get you a dozen rows of flowers. This is, in a spiritual way, the bouquet. And you write your name and you write the date. Today is June 6, 2015. And you write it for a specific intention. So, for example, let's say I want to pray for a grandma. Okay, so I write down my grandma's name, and then I will write it down. And for the second half of this Mass, who am I going to be thinking of? My grandma. And as I'm praying, I'm going to pray a little bit louder. I'm going to sing a little bit bolder. I'm going to pray with a little bit more piety as I'm thinking about her, offering up the intention as a sacrifice for the second half of this Mass. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to mail it to her as this spiritual bouquet as we celebrate Corpus Christi and as we do the Eucharistic procession outside. Right? And you can do this not just today, but any Thursday we have Eucharistic Adoration, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or any other Sunday you come with that Mass intention, that sacrifice you want to offer up. And just talk a little bit about Eucharistic adoration and the procession. Pope Francis encourages us, especially on Corpus Christi, to do that. Adore the Eucharist. To unite our sacrifice with the sacrifice of Jesus. And one of our secretaries, Yvonne, she told me a couple months ago, this random lady came into the office and crying because her life is miserable and she's just, she doesn't know what to do with her life. She's at the office and crying. And says, oh, I want to talk to the priest here. But I was at the hospital on the sick call, and Yvonne told her, well, guess what?
What?
Well, you're in luck.
What luck? My life is miserable.
Well, you're in luck because today's Thursday.
Well, what's good about Thursday? It's not even Friday. Oh, it's Thursday. My life is miserable.
Well, you're in luck because it's Thursday, and Thursdays we have Eucharistic Adoration from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. So why don't you go to the church? Gaze on the monstrance. Look at Jesus. Get on your knees, look at Jesus, and pray. And he will have all the answers to you, answers for you. Simple as that. When we come to Jesus, unite our sacrifice with his sacrifice, when we receive the body and blood of Christ, when we adore the Eucharist in adoration, our sacrifice becomes acceptable to God for our good, and the answers will be revealed to us in God's mysterious way. So I ask you, as I said, for the second half of this Mass, change your mindset. Everybody have a little special intention that you're thinking of? You should. And if not, you still have more time. Think of, you don't have to do 10. Just think of one special intention. And you're thinking about that intention as we move forward, as we sing the creed, as we pray, as we sing. And you're offering it up as a sacrifice. As we continue the Mass and as we adore the Eucharist, as we have the Eucharistic procession.